Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian. And tonight we're going to be doing some psychic readings. And tonight we were talking about yesterday how we were using sacred geometry for human codes. Basically, what we've learned is that energetically we have a lot of energy blocks that a lot of people don't really know what energy is or what chakras are, but I'll just make it brief. What chakras are is what keeps our energetic body going, which is our energy, and it helps to keep things spinning in the right direction. And the way the chakras spin is they're always spinning clockwise. Counterclockwise is when you start to learn how to deprogram, and I'm going to go into how to deprogram with certain codes, healing codes that we've come across in our training. The codes that we have learned is called geometric transformation, and it's called geotrans. And then there's some other codes that we've learned called the codes of life. And for anybody that's ever studied Dr. Bradley Nilsson, he goes into information on how the emotional code works and how that can help to heal a lot of the energy blocks that are stuck in different parts of your body. Now, there are different functions that are connected to your chakras as well, not just codes, but there's also what we call programs, because we've been programmed from 0 to 10 years old up into our past lives before we even came to this existence. Somehow there was some kind of experimenting going on in the time of Atlantis, and a lot of us have been implanted. Some of us have been implanted and some of us have not. I'm not quite sure how many people, but there's supposedly supposed to be over 1 million people that have been implanted or infiltrated into this reality that we live in. And so basically what they did is they took this system and they basically designed these programs that are in our energetic body. And what we do is we take these codes and we use these codes to heal the energetic body and to deprogram whatever programs that have been put on us that has disconnected us from our abundance, our love, our health, wherever that might be. But it goes into a lot more detail, and we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about the codes tonight, but we're going to be giving out some examples of how the codes do work, and a lot of with the emotional code and how we can help heal with these energetic tools that we have. Looks like we have a lot of callers tonight. Let's go ahead with our first caller from the 336. Go ahead and state your name and where you're from.
Yes, my name is Dee, and I'm from North Carolina.
Welcome, Daisy, and how can we help you tonight?
Just having some issues going on, family problems, and kind of like it's with my youngest son, and just trying to see if things would get better with with him and our family situations,
Okay. And do you mind if we do some healing for your family tonight?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, and I'm just going to go ahead and ask you some questions, Daisy, about your family here.
Okay.
Hold on 1 minute. Let me bring up my chart here. I'm going to go into what we call the family lineage chart. Is anybody in your family on any type of medications right now?
No, I am on an antibiotic. I had some I had a root canal, some teeth. I had some dental work. So I'm not the one on medication,
well,
I'm aware.
I do feel that there is a heart problem in your family, is why I asked for any kind of heart medication.
No.
So that could be a heart energetic block that I'm feeling here. And this is what is causing the problem here. It was in the heart chakra.
My heart been very hurt because of so many things been going on. It might be just...
Well, there is definitely a lot going on in your family. But somehow it has something to do with some type of... something energetic that is going on that I'm picking up. And it could be an energetic curse that's in the heart chakra, in which I can deprogram that for you. That's no problem.
Okay.
I'm just checking here to see who's involved here. Have you had any problems with, I'll just ask you some questions on what you feel, what is causing the problem, okay? But what I'm picking up here is it has something to do with some kind of energetic curse from a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what this curse is it's causing a lot of health issues, causing a lot of turmoil, causing a lot of illness in your family. And it was something that was brought down from a past life. Is there anybody in your family that have had any types of mental illness or some type of abuse or anything that is causing a lot of these obstacles? Can you think of?
Yes, there's been some
mental
and some abuse, yes.
Okay, so I think I know what I need to do for you. I'm going to do what we call a soul retrieval for your family, and then I'm going to do what we call a miracle integration. Okay? First, I'm going to put a shield around your family to protect them from any negativity. This is called a negativity deprogram. And then after I do the negativity, I'm going to do the BioShield frequency. And then after I do the BioShield frequency, I'm going to do the miracle integration. Okay?
Okay.
And that will fit with whatever curse that has been on there that is causing this problem. And the BioShield frequency will protect you. And it does stay with you.
Okay.
And you got to do these codes 7 times before they work. Just depends on how strong the curse is.
Yep.
I'm just checking here to see what percentage of that right now. Right now it's like up to 90%. We want to bring that curse down to 20, or down to 0%, pretty much. We don't want any of that negative energy around.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we deprogram is we go counterclockwise with the pendulum. Okay? The way we program is we go clockwise. That's how you keep your chakras spinning, because you always go clockwise. Okay, so I'm going to do the BioShield frequency first. And how it goes is like this. First, I got to ask if your higher self, if this is mine to do. Is this mine to do? Can this be done? Is it now the time? I'm getting a yes response on that. Good sign. Because you are desperately looking for help. Okay, 108, frequency conduit. Okay, 5379697976. 108, frequency conduit, joy, 974963463 × 10 × 7 × 9 × 8 × 12. Go ahead and just deprogram that out, X-brown that out. Just curse on the family. And then the soul retrieval, I'll do that here in a moment. Just give me a minute. And the soul retrieval code is 7858424687 108 frequency conduit. 7858426897 9749834633 × 10 3 × 8, 3 × 12, 3 × 300. Oh, that was a strong one. I think I just wiped that curse right out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check here very quickly. Is this body fully integrated now for humans? Has this curse been soul retrieved from this family? This evil eye curse. Okay, go ahead and lock that in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They probably didn't like that one too well, the dark side. You just have a shield over your family called a bio shield. And now that that bio shield frequency is up, things should start getting better. It's usually going to take about, let me check my chart here and see how long you have to wait for this to work. Hold on 1 minute while I get you a date and time.
Okay.
I have to check this with my pendulum, with my chart. And they're usually pretty accurate. This is the time factor. Okay, so it's saying it's going to take 1 week from now. So in 4 days and 1 week, you're going to start seeing things really on the up and up.
Okay. So you say a week from today?
Yes,
so
in 4 days.
In 4 days?
Yes. Everything happens in fours for you.
Okay, so today is Sunday. You talking about Thursday?
Yes. And let me know the results from that and how that has helped you. And you might have already felt the energy when I did it. Some people are sensitive to that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But let me know how that works. And you can email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I will let you know. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you, too.
Let's go to the next caller from the 856 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How can we help you tonight?
I'm just wondering if you see any big changes coming up for me.
Do I see what? I'm sorry?
Big changes. Anything happening new that's going to happen?
Changes?
Yeah, big changes.
What kind of changes are you expecting?
I'm looking for work.
Okay, so career.
Right.
Let me just my career chart. And what kind of career are you looking for to do?
Well, I'm looking for work in my field, so I've got a lot of experience.
And what do you do in your field?
I train people.
You train people?
Mm-hmm.
What do you train them, if you don't mind?
I train anything.
I'm sorry?
It could be anything.
It can be anything?
Yeah.
So it could be computers or...
yeah.
In other words, you're looking for any kind of training.
Any, you know, I'm looking for a really good career, a job in my field.
Well, I definitely see you as a teacher. And I do feel like you're going to be doing some teaching. Yeah, saying that you need to go into teaching. And also something about being self-employed. You're going to be self-employed in the future, too. I see you traveling. Let me see if I can, you know. I see you. Are you thinking about relocating or buying a home?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes.
I see that working out really well.
Do you have a time frame, do you think? When do you see that happening?
Trying to tune into it. Hold on 1 minute. I'm thinking around August, sometime in the middle of August. But I do see you getting things prepared around August.
When do you think I'd be able to purchase my home?
Around August.
Oh, the home is also around August? Okay.
Mm-hmm. August will be really good for you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
I see a lot of money coming in August for you.
You
a lot of unexpected.
Through the job? You mean through the job?
Yes. And some other unexpected money that will come.
What unexpected money could that be?
There's going to be a lot of business positions. You know, it's funny because when one door opens, a million doors open up, so sometimes things can change in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think, well, this proposition might sound a little bit better, so you might go with that. But what I'm getting is go with your intuition on what you feel, because by August you're going to be a very busy duck. That's what I'm getting.
Wow, that's next month. That's not very far.
No, it's not. Right around the corner.
Okay. I didn't know if I would be able to pull off a home purchase. Maybe I thought I might have to wait about 4 months or so before I could do that. I'm trying to save up some more money.
Right. Don't worry so much about the money part. Focus on the move, because you want to tell the universe that you're ready to move and that the universe will support you in your decision. If you worry about the money part, it's just going to slow things down. in your manifestation. So that's not what you want to do. You want to focus on the intent that this everything will come in divine timing, and that you will have the money that you need to survive. That's my best advice on that. Is just keep putting out to the universe that the money will be there, and that everything will just fall into place for you. You know.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are just waiting for Roy to call in to our radio show, and it looks like we got a lot of callers, so let's go ahead with our next caller from the 512 area. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Dave from Austin, Texas.
And welcome on our show, and how can we help you tonight?
Well, my short story would be... I became a musician at about the age of 14. Spent many years out there touring and playing full time and participating in things musicians do. And for about the last 10 years, I've sobered up my act, straightened my life up. And now I realize that the reason I drank and did those things was, I don't know how to explain it, but when I get up in the morning, I wake up into this place. It's just, there's no peace. Constant adversity. The information coming to me, that the dialogue that permeates my thought process changes about monthly. One month is, I'm preparing to die. The next month is this. I don't know how this may work, but I'm assuming that some people have frequencies that is honed in on and kind of messed with in ways. And I'm assuming I'm one of those people, like, the more aware I get. And I've just had today, for instance, was a day that I just, no matter what I would do, I couldn't shake the negativity, anxiety,
right.
Negativity. And, you know, I finally realized it's not my character. It's not me. It's something that is interfering with my experience.
Right. And do you do a lot of detox cleanses and things like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good. And do you drink a lot of water? Do you drink a lot of alkaline?
Well, I have an alkaline water machine, but I have to be honest with you. Part of whatever happens to me is water is like the biggest challenge in the world to drink water. There's a drama around it, yeah.
Okay. What is causing a lot of that problem? I mean, as far as that, because what I'm feeling is that there's a lot of, stagnant energy and stuck energy that needs to flow around you.
For many years, I blame myself. We're taught to blame ourselves. Well, now I'm waking up to realize that if I'm doing anything wrong, I haven't really learned how to let the energy flow through me. I've been in resistance to this world quite heavily. I mean, once you know what's going on in this world, I don't know how anybody could be. I don't know how to be out of resistance to something as treacherous as this world can be, the part of it that's treacherous. So I'm tapped into that part of this world. Can't seem to get out. Thousands of years, maybe. I don't know. It surpasses me and in this lifetime and anything that's happening now. what I'm experiencing.
And that's interesting, because I was just telling my dad that there is a lot of, we believe, you know, as hypnotists, me and my father were both hypnotists, we believe that there is a lot of programming, a lot of mind control things that are going on in the world. And along with these energetic programs that we've discovered, along with the Geotran and the Post, we've discovered they also too have programs that are energetically that have been put on them. And so, like I was telling that lady before, you know, she was having problems with her house and everything. When I do a scan or do a DNA scan, sometimes these things will pop up. And that's how I'm able to identify what is going on, you know, with that frequency. And so if you are a certain frequency or you're born with a certain frequency, then you're going to be at that lower vibrational tone. And so we're sort of like instruments too. I mean, we have to get up to those higher tones and those higher frequencies, and we can tap into them. And so what I like to do for you is maybe do some work and see how that helps to structure a lot of your energy, you know, that you've been suppressing, which could be, you know, stuck energy that you might have, you know.
Well, what you're saying, that there is a story to it. There is a background behind it. It seems as if when, in my life, when the energy starts to move,
mm-hmm.
it's more than what I can handle. I've probably
mm-hmm.
learned to stifle it because it seems to be too large for me to deal with.
Right. And it does grow. I mean, energy does grow. And if it's not addressed or healed, then it just keeps on building. And unfortunately, you know, I believe with negative energy, that can also build and grow. And so they say that, you know, heart walls can actually grow the size of a house. That's how big energy can grow. And can you imagine what one little speck of negative energy can do? I mean, if you were to put a negative energy in a bottle and or put it in a candle, it would just explode. I mean, if it can grow that big, you know.
Well, I think you're really onto something in my specific case, that for whatever reason, I'm tuned into this frequency that they want, that they offer. I don't think they're focused in on me or anything. I think it's out there, and for some reason, my energy picks it up. Because the dialogue sometimes is treacherous. It's almost comedic. It's a comedy. It's so negative and treacherous that sometimes I just laugh at it. And I tried shielding. I'm the most evolved, suppressed person that I know. You know, and I know a lot of people in the healing arts. I don't understand how they've got me pushed back. And of course, maybe I do it to myself now somewhat because I've learned to, but I don't want to.
Well, you know, and that, again, that goes back to the programming.
Yeah.
Is, you know, there's certain programs that may trigger another person. When those get activated, or when you're around other people that you're evolving with, those people themselves are also activators. So they're going to activate you in a way.
Yeah.
You're going to feel naked. You're going to feel all that negative energy. And it is very hard to shield because you can't always keep that shield up. Because you're, you know,
it's kind of a lonely life.
It really is.
It's a bit lonely.
Yeah.
I tell you, I bet the last gig I played, there was 50,000 people there. So I went from one extreme to being very lonely.
Right.